Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石 Chapter 87, translated by myself and edited by Yuki Ryu. The person who Shun Qiao had seen was no other than the leader of the Fa Jing Zong, Guang Ling San. In the past, Ru Ye sect had split into three factions and the Fa Jing Zong left for faraway Tu Yu Hun. However, the world fell into a time of turbulence and a state of chaos. Guang Ling San has intervened to the Jianghu of the Central Plains several times, and even participated in the encirclement and ambush of Yan Wu Shi for the sake of reaping future benefits. That day, when the news of Yan Wu Shi's death had started to spread, Fa Jing Zong's influence and power had extended outwards of their territory. They quickly removed the Huan Yue Zong's strongholds located near Tu Yu Hun within the Zhou Dynasty, while consolidating their power at the same time. In truth, Shun Qiao did not have many dealings with the leader of Fa Jing Zong. However, Guang Ling San's status was quite special. As the leader of the sect, it is inevitable that he would attract attention. It is just that the other rarely made an appearance in the Jianghu, causing others to neither recognize his appearance nor become aware of his status. The man simply floated by in his wide-sleeved, long robes, as if he was just yet another guest of his garden party. Shun Qiao instructed Yu Wen Song to stay put and not run around, and rose from his own seat to walk towards the direction where Guang Ling San had disappeared from. He appeared to be strolling leisurely, but in reality, he used a technique that allowed him to cross great distances with such speed that it caused him to appear as if he was being carried by clouds. His manner of movement was both elegant and otherworldly, leaving no traces behind. One of the servant girls of the Huang residence had felt that someone had passed by her, but by the time she had turned to look, Shun Qiao had long left the boundaries of her field of vision and was already out of sight. Only someone who has perfected Tian Kuo Hong Yi, the Qin Gong of Mount Xuandu, could execute this stunning display of mastery of such a technique. One who didn't know better might think that Guang Ling San was just wandering around in a leisurely manner, but his footsteps were very swift as well. Shun Qiao turned a corner and arrived at a fork with three different paths to take. The first corridor led towards the atrium, the other cobblestone paved path was part of the garden landscaping, and the last path led to the pond in the backyard. The Huang residence occupied quite a lot of land within Yunnan. The view ahead was blocked by a ring of landscaped rockery, Jiashan Huanrao. By this time, Guang Ling San had already disappeared without a trace, making it difficult to quickly determine which direction he had taken. Shun Qiao stood still, pondering his options for a moment. However, he gave up on taking the middle path, which was the most likely route where he could find Guang Ling San, and chose to take the last path instead. The Huangs can be considered one of the local wealthy and powerful families. The courtyard is attached to the building next door. It was originally used for the hosting family to entertain their guests. While there normally should not be any place where access is restricted, there could be some special guests in the backyard that the Huang family might be entertaining, hence most people would not intrude upon the rear courtyard uninvited. Shun Qiao walked towards the direction of the pond for some time, already making his footsteps as light as possible. But all of a sudden, the faint noises of what seemed to be a conversation sounded over. One of the voices in particular cast an incredibly heavy weight upon his heart. It was as if he had received a huge blow that for the moment, his breathing became difficult and chaotic. It was only for a moment. While people with standard levels of martial arts would not have been capable of noticing these minute changes, martial arts experts who have already advanced to a certain level are able to sense the qi within their surroundings and even mobilize their own internal qi to interact with it. With even the slightest movement, they would immediately be able to sense if something was out of the ordinary. It was unknown whose hand it came from, but a leaf suddenly shot through the air and quickly flew towards his direction. Yet it remained silent and undetectable. Anyone who was slightly weaker in martial arts may not have even been able to respond in time and would have fallen into a trap. It was fortunate that the other party did not seem to want to kill anyone whilst in the Huang residence. The projectile heading towards Shen Qiao was only meant to serve as a warning. If it were the mayor's servants or perhaps an average member of the Jianghu, they would likely get startled and subconsciously make a noise. And then they would either dodge aside or flee in a panic out of knowledge that their own skills were inferior to the others. Either way, they would definitely make some sort of movement and noise. Guangling Sa noticed that in this trivial birthday banquet of the Huang family, the martial arts of all the guests came from the Jianghu were mediocre. There wasn't anyone in particular who seemed to be extraordinary. However, the leaf that he had sent flying over was like a stone sinking in the sea. Never found again. There was not the slightest sound made, which was rather curious in itself. He couldn't help but hesitate. He wondered in his heart if this place was actually hosting crouching tigers and hidden dragons. Wohu Changlong. Was it possible that an expert he did not know of, whose skills were at the level of a grandmaster, or Zongshi, had shown up here? I don't know which venerable person has graced this place. Do you not understand the concept of hearing no evil, seeing no evil? Guangling San spoke loudly while stepping out slowly. With the rockery no longer blocking Shen Qiao's line of sight, the person who was standing behind the rockery also came into view. Once the last word fell from his lips, his expression changed to one of surprise. Although it was only for a short moment, it was enough. So it turns out to be Shen Daozhang. Last time they had parted on unpleasant terms. Yet this time, upon meeting each other again, Guangling San's expression displayed a smile, as if nothing had happened between them. However, Shen Qiao's attention was not on him, but the person standing by his side. Standing next to Guangling San was Yan Wushi. The other man stood with his hands behind his back. His face was as radiant as jade, the corner of his lips raised in a slight smile. These, combined with the extremely domineering aura that he exuded, made him behave as if they were strangers who were meeting for the first time. Even when the other man was at his lowest point and cast into dire straits, Shen Qiao had never seen him show any traces of dejection. This man had always been self-confident and self-assured, and was still so at this moment. Ever since they had parted ways at the temple after Yan Wushi had used himself as bait to draw Sang Jingxing's attention away from Shen Qiao, Shen Qiao had then proceeded to Chang'an alone. With all the various events that had occurred since then, by now it had been more than 4 months. 4 months was neither a particularly long nor short time. For any practitioner of martial arts, a day and a night would have been sufficient for them to achieve enlightenment. However, if they made no advancement, then spending another few years or even few decades would simply be for naught. Yan Wushi had always been a genius in martial arts. After obtaining the Zhu Yang Ce, particularly the book pertaining to the demonic path of cultivation, he had previously told Shen Qiao that he had already learned the method to repair the flaw in his demonic core, or Mo Xin. Hence, for him to reappear after 4 months, looking the same as ever, was not impossible. However, the question remains, how did he manage to escape from Sang Jingxing's dangerous clutches that night when his martial arts had yet to recover? It was an obvious fact that Guangling San was one of the 5 great martial arts experts who had participated in the plot to encircle and ambush Yan Wushi. He had played a crucial role in said plot. It could even be said that he was the one who exacerbated Yan Wushi's flaw, directly causing the latter's defeat in the battle. So why would Yan Wushi be together with him now? Moreover, looking at the situation, the two of them appeared to be on good terms. They were speaking and smiling, their relationship seemingly harmonious, that it did not seem that like they were going to, about to draw their swords to fight one another. Shen Qiao's heart was filled with questions and doubts. For a moment he pondered over whether he should first ask Yan Wushi if he had fully recovered, or deal with Guangling San instead. Upon noticing his reaction, Guangling San smiled in response. It seems that Shen Daozhang is surprised and is wondering why I would show up here at this time? Shen Xiao focused his attention and collected himself. He realized that for a split second, Yan Wuxi's appearance had caused his heart and spirit to nearly fall into a turbulent state, almost causing a disturbance within his Taoist core, or Daoxin. Therefore, he took the momentary lull in the conversation as an opportunity to calm his state of mind, and said, "The Huang family's birthday banquet is open to everyone, so it's natural that Guangzong Zhu is able to attend if he so chooses. This humble Taoist is not the master of this residence, so it is not within my authority to question your presence. However, I cannot help but inquire why Yan Zongzhu is also present." Guang Yingsan turned his gaze to Yan Wuxi and asked with a smile, "Shouldn't Yan Zongzhu give Shen Daozhang an explanation?" To his surprise, Yan Wuxi sneered, "Who is this person? Does this venerable one need to recognize him?" As if a basin of icy water was doused over his head, Shen Xiao's heart suddenly felt cold. He looked closely and carefully and saw that not only did the other person's expression exude a sense of unfamiliarity, but even his gaze had a sense of alienation. He saw a trace of neither joy nor familiarity that one would expect upon old friends being reunited after a long separation. In that ruined temple, the person who had called out "Sha Qiao" with a sigh of laughter seemed to still be present before him, and it felt as if those words still continued to ring in his ears. From the time they had first met in Ban Bu Feng, their fates had seemed to be tightly bound together by an invisible string. If one said that Yan Wuxi had been the first to save Shen Xiao's life, then later on, Shen Xiao had also repeatedly risked his own life to protect Yan Wuxi, pulling him back from the boundary of life and death. Yet, Yan Wuxi treated him like a mere tool, not sparing Shen Xiao even an ounce of mercy, and even personally tossed him into danger, nearly causing Shen Xiao to suffer a catastrophe. If one were to weigh the matter, Yan Wuxi should be the one who owed Shen Xiao more. However, the emotions in people's hearts could not be calculated quantitatively like one would merely run a business. How to equate and divide entanglement, gratitude, and resentment into their respective percentages? The lines between them were long blurred and impossible to ascertain clearly. Up until the time in that ruined temple, when Yan Wuxi hid him within the Buddha statue to keep him safe before leaving on his own to lure Sang Jingxing away, everything seemed to have changed. However, the person whom he had been unable to find suddenly appeared in front of him and was even fraternizing with an enemy. What on earth had happened between that time and now? It shouldn't be like this. It shouldn't be like this. These words rang out several times within Shen Xiao's heart. He immediately recalled the previous situation when the other party had first awakened after his serious injuries, resulting in him undergoing a T deviation, and felt that he had likely guessed correctly. He feared that Yan Wuxi's old injuries had not yet fully recovered, and his temperament had undergone great changes once again, resulting in him losing his memories. Guang Yingsan had probably then taken an opportunity to get close to him, although it was unclear what words he had used to persuade Yan Wuxi to trust him. Yet even when faced with such an unexpected incident, the current Shen Xiao was able to quickly calm himself down and consider what would be the most appropriate response to remedy the situation. Yan Zongzhu's memory is so terrible that he'd already forgotten the benefactor who had saved his life? Shen Xiao asked. Benefactor? Yan Wuxi's tone was witty and teasing. This venerable one would like to see what sort of ability you possess, that you would dare to proclaim yourself as this venerable one's benefactor. As soon as he spoke, his figure floated out at a lightning speed with five fingers reaching out to strike at Shen Xiao. Every small movement a martial arts practitioner would execute, every word and action they would make, all would reflect their level of martial arts. Yan Wuxi did not underestimate Shen Xiao. He channeled about 60 to 70% of his own strength into his palm strike. Even if the opponent's level of martial arts was comparable to his own, the other would still have no choice but to meet with him in force and fight back. Shen Xiao was already prepared for this. However, he was unwilling to fight with Yan Wuxi in Guang Yinsan's presence, never mind the fact that this was someone else's home. He immediately retreated by a few feet and floated lightly as a feather behind the rockery. His figure disappeared without a trace, like a piece of untethered floating duckweed. With such a display of qinggong, not only was Yan Wuxi slightly surprised, even Guang Yinsan couldn't help but applaud. There are probably very few on this earth who could match Shen Daozhang's level of qinggong, no? Tian Guo Hongying is truly outstanding. Xuan Dushan has more than earned its reputation. Guangzongzhu is too generous with his praise. Shen Xiao's expression was indifferent. Today we are in the Huang residence, and this humble Taoist is only here as a guest. It would be improper to stir up trouble at a birthday banquet. If Yan Zongzhu wishes to fight, please set another time and location, and this humble Taoist will be pleased to accompany you then. Guang Yinsan said with a smile, That is true. Even if there is no one else there, it would be remiss of us if we troubled the hosting family. Wuxi, since Shen Daozhang wants to reminisce over old times, why don't you set a date and time? Shen Qiao's eyelids twitched. Yan Wuxi sneered. This venerable one is not acquainted with him. So why is there a need for me to reminisce with him? If everyone uses this reason to come and find me, does that mean I must always accede to their whims? While his qinggong is acceptable, his neiqi is only average. Even with his knowledge on a few sword techniques, he could already be defeated within 100 moves. This type of opponent which can be easily seen through. So what value is there for this venerable one to give him another glance? This remark was not that different from what he had said in the past. This venerable one does not need friends, only opponents who are my equals and of the same caliber of strength as mine. However, his words brought a strong feeling that they were merely a different tune for the same work. Shen Xiao had also realized that no matter how dire the situation was, he had also learned how to laugh at himself. If you don't fight me, how can you be certain that I am inferior to you? He asked Yan Wuxi. His determination to challenge Yan Wuxi to a fight masked his intentions to gain an opportunity to be alone with him and warned him that Guang Yinsan was a foe, not a friend. It was a shame, however, that Yan Wuxi did not spare the effort to give him another glance. Instead, he spoke to Guang Yinsan. I was already growing impatient with your lingering here in the first place. You are the one who insisted on coming here to listen to the music. Guang Yinsan smiled and did not refute his statement. Yes, yes, the fault is all mine. Yan Wuxi said, You can go listen to it on your own. Once it's done, you can then come and find me. You know where I'll be. Guang Yinsan replied, All right, then you can leave first. I won't see you off. Both of them seemed in familiar terms, yet at the same time they also seemed like strangers. Shen Qiao was left out and unable to participate, and all he could do was stand on the sidelines like a superfluous third wheel.